Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, John? Man, don't change that sound. This is Player Partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. You better not touch that sound. Wiggling.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chili Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday nights. West, y'all.
Trap Doe Entertainment.
Nah, man.
Holding it down with that Spanish,
that's
man.
That's right.
Out here in Louisville.
Platinum Studio.
Trap Doe Entertainment, man.
What's up, Trey and Uncle Ray,
man?
Fade Productions.
You know? It's, that's right. You hear it? Young Bleak, give the y'all what a need. It's, right here. Whoa, that ain't me. Right here. Oh, oh, you know we go, oh, oh, you know we go, oh. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that rock, good shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that rock, shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that rock, good shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that rock, good shit.
That's right. Don't stop and show don't change. I miss old Pocket, I ain't know that's the thing. I'm still fighting devil daily, plus the media, cause you're crucifying brothers severely, but you don't hear me. I'm hoping that the mother see it clearly, how the judge and the jury treat a black man running from the Pac-Man. Hot, just live like Dennis Leary with Dwayne and ride, but we ain't acting tougher than Tanaka, paper sacking. You can follow my lead, proceed to make it happen. You know about Bleak, indeed. I've been relaxing, blowing weed, no seed. Y'all Rastafari, right? I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw, good shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw, good shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw, good shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. Like past the mic, quicker than a flash of light. From my album, a lip, the smallest album. Yeah, I'm out, and fitting vicious multiplier. Double it, saw it, going hard, get the magnum. How I drag them, you all know. When I hit in town, pop the magic dragon in my spare time. And that be just for a minute, if I have time. I know it feel good, don't it? Like it's halftime. We keep it real hood pumping, out your alpine. Leave it upon it. Either you need it or don't, it's the last line. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected. It's just that raw shit. I'm from what get shot, come back, resurrected.
Since we're waiting on Young Bleed, we're going to wing it a little bit. This show is sponsored by Da Vinci Clothing, sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, Fleetwood and the Cot Pickers, Jesse Boutique, Core Financial. I got my host T-Match with the one.
What to do, y'all. Another tremendous Thursday night thunder. It is OTC up in the building. Shout out to our host, Australia, our man, Lady Chinchilla. We are live and direct, and we are ready to make it do what to do. What's going on, y'all?
Yeah, we also got Pat on the line.
Pittsburgh Pat.
Wow. What's happening? What's happening?
How y'all doing, man?
You, man? We good. What's happening with you?
Just chilling, man. Just bootlegging this Pusha T album and sending it to everybody. But,
word, man.
You know,
yeah.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, though. It's a good album, man.
Yeah, thank you for the for sending that, for hitting me up on the email with it, Pastor. What'd you think of it? I mean, it's been about what? 4 years now.
Like, I want to get a better listen because, like, I had it playing as I was doing some shit, so I didn't get to, like, you know, get a close listen to every song. But I like it. I think it's good. Like, I'll have a better opinion of it, like, by this time tomorrow, I'll have more time with it and everything. But it's a good album. I like how he, like, everything is produced by Pharrell or Kanye. And I like that. Mm-hmm. I like when people kind of stick to the producers. Cause I actually think that that's one thing that, like, Eminem needs to do. I think Eminem needs to make a hip-hop album with one producer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Whether it's, like, The Alchemist or, you know, Premier, anybody, like Pete Rock, like, you know, pick one producer, even if it's just Dr. Dre, like, but bill it as, you know, Eminem and this producer, like, it's both of their albums, like Eric B. Rakim thing. I think that would do wonders for him, for the hip-hop crowd, for the people that don't really fuck on, because I don't really fuck with Eminem, you know what I mean? But, like, if he had an album full of bars and shit, like, I might fuck with him, you know what I mean? It's all that goofy shit he does that I can't just get down with, you know? But,
yeah.
You know, but, like, I don't want to hear songs, like, about, like, having sex with Dr. Dre. I just don't want to hear that. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, imagine if Jay-Z made songs about having sex with Dame Dash. Would we accept that? Fuck no.
No.
You know what I mean? So, for 30 years now, we've been hearing about fucking Biggie quoting a fucking Richard Pryor joke, and everyone's giving them shit about it, but Eminem gets passes on that and way other worse shit. I'm tired of that dumb shit. But, look, man, I wanted to say, I don't think I said this last time, but rest in peace to Archie Ebersole. Came out today, man.
Yeah.
They think he was killed in his sleep by his brother, man.
Is it?
Like,
yeah, do they know what happened with that situation?
It just came out today that that's what they think happened. He was sleeping, and his brother shot him in his sleep. Like, that's just fucking awful. Like, bad enough your brother would do that to you, but, like, dying in sleep, like, that's an awful situation. And, like, people are just negative all the time on the internet, saying he was a one-hit wonder and all this shit. But, like, bro, you know how hard it is to make a record that every single person knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if they don't know who sings it or anything, like, just to make a song that people that don't listen to rap music know. Like, when that song comes on, you know how many high schools play that for their football squads and shit? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That song is, like, you know, it's a great, great record, you know what I mean? But other than that, like, he, you know, I don't care what he is. Like, that's still a horrible way to go. But I'm sure you guys talked about this already, but my go back.
Not hold on 1 second. Hey, hold on 1 second. I think we got Bleed on the line right now.
Oh, shit, okay.
Bleed.
He's on.
Lee, what's going on, man?
I was good. What's up? What's happening with y'all, family? What's it do?
We good. John
Lee.
I'm chilling, man. I can't complain. Beautiful weather. Live in Louisiana, man. You know, it don't get no better. Yeah.
Man, I feel you, brother.
Great to have you back with us, man. We were just listening to some of your music, man. Obviously, you still sharp with the bars as ever in terms of giving that sage wisdom.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Bleed, it's always great to have you with us. I guess we're going to jump right into it, you know, because Pat set the tone perfectly in terms of the music, in terms of how songs catch on. Bleed, you're a veteran in this game. Like Pat said, it's very hard to make a song that people really, really, really gravitate to, and even if they don't know the artist, they know it. Obviously, your catalog is long, extensive, and distinguished. You as an artist, what do you think makes a great song in terms of creation and then how it reaches the people and how the people embrace it?
Message of privacy, God philosophy, man, God the man. So, you know, evolution minus evolution, if I can put it like that. I hear what's in my spirit and my mind and my psyche over beats. And what's out here is a translation of that. You see what I'm saying? So overall, ultimately, God first, you know what I mean? I'm saying, and the rest is just creation. You know what I mean? And just, you know, letting go and letting God. So in that mm-hmm. sense, you know, when we talking how you do that there, we damn near 30 years in the make. I couldn't fathom or imagine what it would do in time. I knew how I felt at that time, and that's that many years ago with us for his industry and me for his creation and God before that. So, you know, that part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. Like, I was actually talking about Archie Eversole, God rest his soul, and how he has a song that everybody knows. Even if they don't know it's his song, everybody knows that song. But it was such a recognizable song that he gained a fan base from that song, whether it's a million people or whatever. And I think you can relate to that because you have a classic album under your belt.
Yeah, man.
And that album is such a classic that you might have a percentage of people to think that that's your only album, but they still rock with that album. But it was so good that you built a fan base off of just that album, you know? Like, people like me, we followed your career the whole time, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Louisiana head. Like, you can ask these guys. I told them I was calling in today. I was like, yo, you got to give me a couple minutes with Bleed. Like, I won't hog the interview because usually when we have New Orleans people on or Louisiana people, I hog the whole interview. But so I'm just going to hit you with a couple questions real quick, and I'm going to pass the ball. But so I'm sure that you heard a few months back that Vlad TV put out that he feels that you have the best No Limit album.
Man,
I'm sure you saw that.
Something new. I don't know, Fly, you know, I appreciate, you know what I mean, peace to the God and much love and respect on that level. But, yeah, y'all got to send me the link to that. I just watched something
said
that the show
was,
like that.
Yeah, it was just a few months ago he said that.
And, okay, you know, DJ Vlad says it. I was watching something a few nights back, and I forget the guy's name. I was, you know, scrolling through the YouTube, and out of 23, 24-plus records, No Limits, Greatest Releases in 1998, I charted number 6, you know what I mean, out of the, you know, the top mm-hmm. 5, top 10, and I appreciate that, and I forget the homie name, you know, in that sense. So what you telling me, man, that's a beautiful thing. I appreciate the love and respect. You hear me?
This is from Twitter. He tweeted mm-hmm. this on July 2nd, 2021. DJ Vlad, mm-hmm. Young Bleed had the best No Limit album of all time. Yeah, I said it.
Okay, I didn't hear you say Vlad. Vlad, my guy, man. I got I'm actually planning a trip to Atlanta in the near future to go do an interview with Vlad. But me and Vlad been guys on Twitter for about 5-7 years, somewhere in that range. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he definitely said that. He shared it to every single one of his social media things. It's on Instagram. It's on everything. But the reason I brought that up is because most people do, if they don't put you number one. I personally, like, mm-hmm. I'm a Soulja Slim guy. I can't put anybody above Soulja Slim. But anybody that, hell yeah, anybody that I know that knows the No Limit catalog like I know it, definitely has your album in the top 5. So let me ask you, what are your top 3 No Limit albums of all time?
There's so many name wise, but artists, it's hard to put it in a nutshell. Because first, the fan favorite, just the family connection. So Free C Murder, off the rip and everything he ever done. When you know them rudiments, what I learned to do with hip hop is not do the comparison. I put everybody in their own lane. You know what I mean? That part. So, Mac is home. You know what I mean? Slim. Anybody you name, it's hard to put that there. We so
wasn't really that anybody weak. Yeah, you're right. Now is that your favorite album of yours? Is Balls in My Word your favorite album?
Well, to put it on Blunt, it's one of them. You see what I'm saying? I do so much music, and did a few albums in the past a decade twice now. To date, you know, between Balls and My World, you know, we can go on and on for days. But, you know, I just released There's a God album. like Friday.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorites in comparison. It depends on what fit the bill at the time. So Balls in My Word at the time, and really, Vintage. You know, behind the scene, I was just like scratching off the, you know what I mean? When you scratch off a lottery ticket off you, you can go old school as me. And you remember the rev up cars and rev up motorcycles when we was kids. Balls in My World was my start. I was just getting started. And when I realized the world took to that still to this day, I hadn't scratched the surface. I was really hovering in that sense. I got a song on a new record called Hovering. Still above some people's heads and before my time. So, you know, ultimately, I listen to everything in hip-hop that I can come across. You know what I mean? Not saying I know everything and everybody. But what I recognize is on the evolution side of things, we constantly evolving. So I'm not in competition with nobody, minus the Plex. My competition is myself. So like Michael Jackson with Thriller and Prince the Purple Rain, I'm always trying to do something better than what I did, you know, word to Max Minetta the last time. You hear?
I feel you. I appreciate you're willing to work with others regardless of style. Like, you're working with a friend of mine from Detroit, my man Poe Hussein. I know that you guys got some music together.
My baby in Detroit, man. That's my true brother. We done lived together, recorded videos, and to this day, I call Poe right now, he gonna answer and vice versa. So that's real stitch right now, all but blood stitch right there. That's it.
Yeah, he a good dude, man. He a real good dude. And I've talked to him about the stuff you guys got together, and he said it's great, you know, so that's something I'm looking forward to. But look, man,
absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball off to my co-host here, man. I just wanted you to know, man, like I'm a true fan of yours. You're a legend to me, man.
Love
and I appreciate your time, man. And, you know, I don't want to hog the interview, man. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball off to my co-host. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Salute. And, you know, I'm going to be supporting your music, man.
Respect, my brother. I appreciate that. Hold me down, and we're going to hold you now. You hear?
All right, man. Respect, soldier. Peace.
What's up?
Definitely. And, I mean, you know, Pittsburgh Pat always been down since day one, representing, man. Always great to have him with us. Bleed. I mean, you know, we've seen, you know, your distinguished history. You blessed us with so much wisdom. With some of the observations you've been made, you know, that has happened in the game lately in terms of what's been happening, you know, social media, certain people on Clubhouse talking crazy, who shall remain nameless. what Jay Prince said about fuck the Grammys, you know, we need to have our own.
Yo.
Growing
up.
Please.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, please, the floor is yours. Go ahead. I mean, everything, you know, you've observed as much as us. Please, go.
Oh, man, you know, I'm adding to the collection plate, man. Underground up, man. I remember a time in the South, in particular, when it was only, you know, other than the subsidiary labels, all we had was Rap-A-Lot in Texas and Luke Skywalker Records in Miami. Two live schools, you know what I mean, the birth of that. So it was a hope for a guy from Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, you know, even Georgia to some degree, you know what I mean, for what it is now, for the South takeover. That part of it. So I remember that. So salute the Prince, Jay Prince, and Uncle Luke. You know what I mean? That was our reach for us. Taking a chance and making a demo and sending Def Jam in New York and whatever was popping in California. But in the South, that's our whole roots, rudiments and origin. So here again, respect to those guys, man. So, you know, a long way from home, true dream come true. Yeah.
Definitely. When you look at how hip-hop has grown over the years exponentially in so many levels, we look at the Grammys and the nominees, and we've seen how a lot of artists have come out and said that the Grammys are not a true validation for the culture of which we care so deeply for, and is not really going to be, it's never really going to recognize us the way we can recognize ourselves. You as an artist, what do you feel about ultimately that, you know, people's, you know, the industry heavyweight, a lot of these independent labels should come together and make, you know, come up with their own awards?
Yeah, I feel like Ice Cube said a sample, you know, from Farrakhan or something a long time ago, live and let live, man. You can't stop life from living, right? So if vast is a space of time. You can't put that shit in a box. You can't put a seed in a dirt and put it in a box and expect it to grow. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So it's constant evolution in that sense of the word. So I'm open to everything new. We ain't supposed to duplicate. We used to call that shit biting back in the days. If you sound like the next man, you got to come up with your own thing. So in that sense of the word, I'm always looking for what's next. You know, take it from where the last kid left out. You know, in that sense of the word. So it's supposed to be like that. Some shit is too much. I will say that. And for what our origin is, and coming from the underground, starting in Jamaica to the Bronx, to Brooklyn, and all the in-between, and we caught a glimpse of what hip-hop was. When we talking hip-hop is one thing, and, you know, the New York boys will tell you rap cultures are different. There's more the commercial music. So you know what I mean? Some people keep it gully. Some people sell out. Each his own at the end of the day. I ain't got nothing against nobody. I ain't got nothing against me. But just knowing the history, I'm a 70s baby, so I'm always hip-hop. I watch this shit, and that's something that I grabbed on. A God gave me is a blessing, a gift. You know what I mean? And like some people say, a gift and a curse, it come with a curse, it comes with it up and down. But at the end of the day, it's all about that, man, being constant evolutions. And just, you know, like I said, I'm old school, man. I remember American Bandstand and forget the guy that played the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. Rest in peace, Casey Kasem used to say, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's infinite with me and all in between, y'all like me.
Yeah.
So how's everything going with the podcast? You still doing that?
Yeah, I just got that Ashley earlier tonight. Shout out to Bangin' 832 Radio and H-Town and Worldwide. So, yeah, podcast, broadcast, man. We do the audio and the video. So, you know, twice a week. I'm on now 6 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday and Thursday nights, you know what I mean, and 4 p.m. Pacific, and what it is, 7 p.m. Atlantic, you know what I mean? So that part of it, yeah, man, he's going to teach, you know, old school Marley Moore. I'm going to come right out the studio. And my first radio home is banging 832, so everything goes straight to that and then throughout the rest of the world, man. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, because, you know, we got to keep creating our platforms, man. Like, it's like the more platforms we can create, the strength of culture, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I tell everybody, I don't make records for me, is what y'all say. If it ain't good enough, I got to go back to the Lilac Rock and say without a mic to grab, man. So that part of it, each one teaching my two heads is better than one you hear.
Definitely. And pretty much, in terms of the inspiration, you know, obviously you've diversified, you know, in terms of doing radio, you know, your podcast, of course, still making music.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on the book. I mean,
the book?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm really part two with the books, man, brother. You know this or not, if you know, cool enough. But look, man, in 2011, you know, when I signed Tech N9ne, those guys at Strange Music, shouts out to the whole family. I did my first book I did an album with those guys called Preserve. But I also did a book, shouts out to Sean Baker on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, talking about music connoisseur, man. You know, the great Sean Baker. Hit me to doing my first book that's called The Making of Preserve. So if everybody that, you know, hadn't heard of that, don't know about it, go to Amazon.com and as well as TrapDoENT.com, and it's available, man. So this is, I'm working on a second book called Brotherhood 101. That'll be available soon, but that'll be the second book I did. And let alone, you know, like how you talking, I hear where you're coming from. I'm working on the autobiography and some documentaries for my life, my evolution from life to hip hop, man. So y'all stay tuned for that. But yeah, if you're not up on and making a preserve, yeah, I do have a book that's been out available since 2011. You hear?
Oh, word. Okay. And pretty much, what do you find in terms of the extension and in the literary aspect? in terms of being an artist? Because obviously, you know, you're a published author in addition to being a podcaster and, you know, a legendary artist. What did you find in terms of making that transition and the continuation of those literary pursuits even to this day?
God first always and living life. You know what I mean? You can't stay in the back room forever. You got to go out and get air and water. You know what I mean? Feel free and fresh to breathe. So it's just searching the garden and just going out. If you look at it from a cook standpoint, you got to go get your seasoning from all the grass that's growing in the ground. So just living life every day. You know, Ice Cube, but somebody said a long time ago, when you hear a record from guys like us, it's a time capsule. So what happened, you know, I had a cousin in my first DJ, DJ AD, man, Adrian Cato, my big cousin, DJ since 11 years old. But every time he'd say, you know, he wouldn't say bye when he was leaving, he'd say, till next time. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had to learn what that meant. You know what I mean? So in that sense, you know, pick up here again where the other kid left off. And then next time, you know, we pick up where we left off, I'm going to bridge that gap. You see what I'm saying? Hey, man, that's where I was. That's what I went through. So that's what I do as best as I can in the translation standpoint as far as albums and people that get to learn, you know, up close and personal. If you know me, you know what I'm talking about. But everybody else, fan base and otherwise, yeah, it's just like chapter one, chapter two. I continue to add on my life chapter and spit in real life. That's what it is, you hear?
Absolutely. And you being an artist, especially with the history you've made, how important is you in terms of when the documentary starts being filmed, if not already in progress, that people are able to hear you tell your story your way with all authenticity and no artificial, you know, ingredients?
Oh, man, if everybody's listening, not hip to this, shouts out to my man, Matt from SCC, South Coast Coalition, and Brock as a whole, Joe Mexican, the film photographer, video shooter extraordinaire, and Max Manetta that just documented a documentary for Baton Rouge hip-hop history since like the 80s up until now. Guys before me, we only somewhere in between, but go to Tubi, you know what I mean, if you hit the Netflix and so on and so forth, but pull up that Diamonds in Dirt. Diamonds in the Dirt, and they're going to give you a mere glimpse of where we coming from and a whole lot of artists, and I'll let it speak for itself. But I'm working on a personal thing myself, so you can get more up close and personal than me, but it'll give you a mere glimpse of where we come from and all of our evolution for us on Baton Rouge hip-hop, man. So T-U-B-I, that Tubi, you know what I mean? If you watch the movie, and like I say, Netflix and so on, tap into that and check out that Diamonds in the Dirt and let me know what you feel about it, you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think that's always something that's important in the game, because we always look at artists in terms of how the media depicts them. I think especially with a lot of the people that we have lost over the past year, you know, most notably a couple days ago, my good friend, shout out to the late, great, legendary Keith Grayson. Everybody in the hip-hop world knows him as DJ K-Slay.
Condolences. Yeah, absolutely, in case like, man, absolutely. Rest in peace, man. Rest in paradise.
Yes.
You know, God, paradise. So, yeah, sorry to hear that. Condolences.
Yes, man. Harlem's very own heat holder of all things in the culture, you know, keeping it correct. You know, and as we see a lot of our legends that we've had come and go over the past couple of years, what can hip-hop do more across the board in terms of recognizing the legends while they're here and revering, respecting, and recognizing their contributions and, you know, just paying the proper dues of respect to them?
I mean, you know, homage, you know, strength and honor. I roll out the red carpet, man. You know, this not forever. I always tell people this about life. You know, mine is Miss Pac-Man. You know, when it's over, it's over. You don't get to put another quarter in the video game. So respect the respectable. You see what I'm saying? That part of it. And it's, you know, love and honor somewhere along the line. We all put on this planet to proceed a specific duty. And, you know, shouts out to one of the OG Panthers from New York, Ben Wahad. I remember one of his documentaries, and he was talking about how jail time he did, and the great Nelson Mandela did, and he was saying, whatever you born to do on this planet, you're going to do it before you leave here, man. It ain't our purpose. You know what I mean? Let go and let God. So in that sense, recognize and respect that, and we can make the world a better place. Anything going against the grain, don't be against the grain. You know what I mean? Anything outside of them golden gates, that's what it is. You know, it's a heaven, it's a hell, and it's a great in-between. I feel like this is school for it, in a sense, like a purgatory. The earth, you know what I mean, is our turf. And it's a school. It's life school after college. If you graduate, get past college, you got to learn your purpose. You know what I mean? I studied this book called Purpose Driven Life, and we all have a purpose driven life. And I'm forgetting the author name as we speak, but you can Google it. It's an audio book and so on and so forth, and I recommend that to everybody. So different rudiments and things of that nature help you focus and learn why you're here. You know, I always say this, if you don't know where you come from, and really we don't, you know what I mean, alien origin, you know, we know we on the planet, but far as we can get back to God, if you don't know where you come from, to know where you at, you don't know where you're going. We misguided misfits, man, and we died lack of knowledge. So educate yourself to what's happening and learn what your purpose is and go to work, man. And from that helped make the world a better place. I got a song on my new record called Crazy About the Righteous that featured my first son, Tiger Ramon, Son of the Dawn, you know what I mean? That part where the hook is like, the devils must be stupid living like this. The gods must be crazy about the righteous. You see what I'm saying? The song is called Crazy About the Righteous. So y'all get a chance. It's available on all social media platforms, so on and so forth. But check that out. My whole subject matter for us, since the pandemic and all that, I did a prequel to that called Signs and Wonders. If y'all didn't pick up my first and only EP in 2020, right, when the epidemic, the pandemic and all that was jumping off, I felt like I watched all the rocket scientists, you know, bombs on the corner, everybody this, that, and other, but the one thing we was missing is God. So far as the cure and the answer to what's happening, it's starting to minimize. You know what I mean? I'm real deep in the spiritual connection of things. So with this being 2022, it kind of relates to Revelation 22, and that's the last page of the Bible. So in that sense, the one thing we missing in that element, the only thing to change would already been taking place is God. Go back to the arch. Don't forget that. So it inspired me to make this new record that's called There Is a God, D-I-G, an abbreviation, B, a G. You see what I'm saying? But just like the Giza pyramid in Egypt, take the G off, Dare, D-A-R-E, trying. And when he ain't going to never fail you, then, you know, we'll never talk about that. But I dare you to try God. There is a God. Don't forget that one. You know what I mean? Rudiments, man. So in that sense of the word, I feel like that's the answer to all. And without that, we have nothing, and we are nothing. Don't forget that.
Especially when you got the way the game is balanced now, man, because it seems like the circus is getting more focused than the actual music. You know what I'm saying? So somebody has a way to balance that.
I'm trying to push the button and reset hip-hop, man, even though I'm from the South. You know what I mean? I'm a turntable, out the crate kids, you know what I mean? Brooklyn, Bronx, but in the South, I had two turntables and all that type of shit. And I felt like that was the call. And that's the one thing that they can't break us in the freedom of speech and so on and so forth. So that's my whole method to the madness. You know, monetary gain, keep the business going. You know what I mean? Take money to live on the planet. But ultimately, spiritually connected in the Trinity, mind, body, and soul, that's what it's about. And if you ain't doing it for that cause, then it falls short of nothing. A lot of these new rappers and all that kind of cat, and I ain't, you know, I don't care young or old. I said it a long time ago, down there 30 years ago, young niggas still dying, man. We correct that, and we can get it on. Until then, we got a problem within the community. So without the unity in the community, you know, we have no, you know what I mean, take a village to raise a child. We have no foundation. So that's my whole thing. Let's get to that. Let's strive for righteousness, y'all, and keep the bullshit out the golden gate. Sure.
Definitely. And we feel the passion. We hear the conviction. We know the panache in terms of how you push culture forward in terms of resurrecting. In terms of where you see, like, we see the situation. And we got to go back to, we got to mention Tekashi, because for some reason of shit that doesn't need to come back, he's decided that he wants to come out of hiding and get his name out there again. What do you feel about it with artists who kind of disgraced, if not outright just shamed themselves into isolation, and then decide that they want to be relevant again, making a clownery, making a mockery of themselves rather than actually contributing and doing something meaningful for the game and for themselves?
Get your purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka, man. Rest in peace, the Prince. Get right with God before you can come and pick up on that microphone. That's a church. That's from the church. Jesus wasn't in the church. He was in the street with gangsters, man, and drunk guys. So let's cut the yellow tape and the lily white shit. You see what I'm saying? When you, you know, they say a wise man a chain, but a fool never will. If I could see you first, if I could recognize, if I could tell you something good, rest in peace to the pimp, Pimp C, Chad Butler, my brother. You know what I mean? But if you ain't trying, if you think like, I remember that, and I watched that. I wasn't a Tekashi fan at first. Then I started seeing some of my OGs, from Kid Frost to whoever, that was trying to tell him, hey, bro, slow down. You're fucking up. Test my gangster everywhere. You ain't the hard, ain't nothing harder than penitentiary steel, man. Wood in that graveyard, man. You see what I'm saying? Correct yourself. Watch what you speak into existence. I watched a priest and Charlemagne the God and them tell him in a year from now you'll be dead or whatever, and all that shit happened to him. I don't wish death on a dog. You hear what I'm saying? But don't be stupid, mom. You just say it's all right to be ignorant. That means you just don't know. You could educate yourself. But to be stupid, stupid is what stupid does. That part of it. You going hard-headed against the grain. No, bro, you ain't. None of us is cut like that. That's the whole definition of God. Ain't none of us invisible. You got to follow the rules and get in the long line. So anybody that arguing, bro, it hurt my heart. Like I say, how you do that? My familiar verse, young niggas still dying. I don't get no brownie points from that. Ain't no bragging rights in heaven. I don't want shit for it. I don't know you, but from that to see that, and a bunch of misguided misfits that's losing their life before they could count their money. I come from Rakim and them and paid in full. But Rock say, I hear what you saying, nigga. Turn the music up and let's count our money. So without money, you don't have a foundation. You lose the house, you lose the girl. We're talking to Montana, say, man, first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the girl, man, because you got a foundation and somewhere to put a roof over head. So if you're into stupidity and doing dumb shit, and calling death on yourself, you's a stupid motherfucker. And I don't care who it is that's listening. That's me. You know what I mean? That's bleed all day, and I'm arguing. You can check my report. For that part, I hate to see that. You know what I mean? And I ain't racist by far. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, the human rainbow. That's the love for humanity, man. If you don't catch that, you's an ignorant, stupid motherfucker. And you ain't trying to learn something. So I watched everybody go at a kid like that to try to tell him, slow down, bro. You can't rush nothing but death in the penitentiary, man. So, with it, you know, choose your wars. So at the end of the day, you know, I stay out the way, so I ain't got to get out the way. And if I could tell you something, I'll tell you something. I don't know it all, but some of our greatest rappers, they don't know what it feel like to be 30 years old. I'm on my way to 48 years old, y'all. I'm selling the baby, selling the folk. Stay out here. Don't fuck yourself in the process. Learn God. Keep your reverence for God and educate yourself in this game, in business, and master your craft. Other than that, man, it's ABC 1, 2, 3. Ain't no other way around. But that's what I say to all, especially the young generation that's coming up that think life just started when they was born, man. Come on, man. It's long before us. Don't get it twisted. It's bigger than Nino Brown. Hold up.
Yeah. And that's real, right, man, because... Hey, can you go ahead?
Yeah, I was going to say that's true game, but that's the business of they artists. It's not just artists, it's content, period, because y'all focus on the glitz and glamour, but we don't focus on the black lights, you know what I'm saying? What happens behind the scenes with all the glitters ain't gold. And that's what...
Before artists, you're a human being, man. You hear what I'm saying? Before artists, you're a human being. Life, man. It's three stages of life. Birth. Life is the bridge. and death is the end of it, man. Ain't no way around. I don't give a fuck how rich and what you think, how black, how white, and all the in between. That's the truth about this shit. The difference between right and wrong is the truth. You could lie to everybody. Listen, Bob Marley said this a long time ago. You could fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time, man. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm old now, man, so I put it out there. And if you're listening, it's a play the fool for you. But if you don't come to the table, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the motherfucker drink nothing if he ain't want to drink. So each his own at the end of the day. I ain't going to force it. I'm not a Jehovah Witness, and, you know, and nothing against the Jehovah Witnesses. But if you don't want it, I ain't going to make you take it, man. Jeez, that's the whole origin to life. You're a human being first before you consider yourself an athlete, an entertainer, artist, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. Life, my nigga. And when it's over, it's over. So you could spend your time bullshitting and say a man, woman, child going to do one, two things in life. You either going to help be or destroy this shit, man. So what side are you on, man? Rest in peace to Machiavelli, man. Hold up.
Yeah, the resurrection joint that we played before we put you on the air, that was Pac influence, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Pac Hook. I took it to bring it back to life and keep that on people's mind fresh. Yeah, resurrected, man. True life. I was just with one of my brothers in the street, but I remember him having a bullet in his jaw. I got homeboys that live with bullets in their head out here. I'm from a town where I'm from in Baton Rouge right now. They just killed two babies out here in less than a 6-month span. One guy killed this old lady, took a baby, threw it off the bridge. The baby lived, but it was so cold out here, he died of hypothermia. Just a few days ago, and y'all might see this on the Instagram, Shaquille O'Neal went to LSU. You see what I'm saying? I'm from South Baton Rouge. My backyard is LSU. Shaquille O'Neal is paying for the funeral of this 3-year-old kid that whatever was taking place with guys in the street, random shooting, they made a mistake and killed this baby in his sleep. This my shit. It's Baton Rouge, man. You see what I'm saying? So that part, we going through this right now as a city, as a whole, as a nation. You see what I'm saying? As a country and a, you know what I mean, and a continent. So in that sense, I'm seeing this here. And some shit you can't change, and that let us all know we human. We ain't God. Only God could change and rearrange stuff. So that's why I stay there. You know, if I knew what I knew now, I'd have been a nerd in the classroom. Stay close to the teacher, man. And who else could tell you better? My pop raised me like this. You can't really hang with guys your age or younger than you because he don't know too much more than you. You got to run with the old timers, man. Get back to the building blocks or the cornerstone like Bob Marley say. Don't forget that, man. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Temple Supreme Mathematics. Any way you try to twist it and make it your own, it's not your shit. This God shit, man. Don't get it fucked up. Yeah, resurrected, man. Anything possible through God. So I appreciate that from y'all. I had no idea y'all played that joint. But I say this, I'm going to leave it alone. I've been trying to put this record out within the last year and a half. When the transpired, we was going through some difficulty with the distributor. Shouts out to Symphonic. As far as digital distribution, I go through Kunaki, a company called Kunaki for my physical distribution. But when it all was said and done, they released my record on Good Friday, which is the crucifixion day, right? And on Sunday, Christ was resurrected. So when y'all say that, that means the world, man. God bless America and the rest of the whole planet and the universe for that matter. So God bless everything, beautiful thing. Y'all you know I mean?
Definitely. So, man, times of that to keep going. Go ahead.
Yeah, dare is the God, man. Dare trying, man. When you try him, you come holler at me. If you ain't never tried it, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? But try God, man. When you ain't trying nothing else, and come holler at your dog. You know what I mean?
In terms of the inspiration, you know, you constantly are inspired to give. When you look at the culture, ultimately, what does the culture mean to you in terms of being able to represent it and to carry the spiritual smarts that you do, being able to impart that wisdom?
Oh, man, you know, I'm born that way, man. A dad was born. It was a chance that I lived and died. My mama lived and died. My mom was 17 years old. She's still here. I'm outside of her crib right now. My mom's and my pops. And they're in their 60s nowadays. So to still be here
it go back to that. My mama read me Dr. Seuss in the embryo. My uncle played drums on Offside. When I learned from guys like Rakim and all that, just listen to Ruckus, R.A.P., rap is rhythm and poetry. I'm born this way. So it go back to prophecy for me. If you're going to say something for real. Don't say nothing at all. So in the beginning, God said, let there be light. You see what I'm saying? He spoke life and light into existence. So from that, if you don't know you stitch from that cloth, and here again, you don't know where you come from. You don't know where you at to know where you're going. So how in the fuck you going to lead the people? How you going to say so? That's the, like Willie D and the Ghetto Boys say, that's the blind leading the blind. Man, if you don't know where the fuck you going, how the fuck you going to tell me where I'm going? So it's all about that. Even Jesus and Judas was the treasurer. You got to have money to live on this planet. In the heaven, when you're being gone, don't mean a motherfucking thing. Man, make the money. Money don't make the man. It's like we make loose leaf paper, we make paper. Money. So once you know that, you know, I come up from the era of G.I. Joe and He-Man, Scooby-Doo, Fat Albert, and Charlie Brown. And G.I. Joe just said,
yeah, that's
knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
Hey, knowing is half the battle, man. That's half. If you know, I went from being, I never was a skeptic because of how I was born. Ghost houses, and I can tell you a million stories. But I went from being a believer to a knower. Ask Noah. That part, man.
Yeah. And that's something in itself, man, because when you look at, when I think about the culture, you know, of hip hop, when I think about how, you know, the nostalgia, like you mentioned, G.I. Joe, Transformers, all of those elements,
yeah.
It encompasses the, how can I word this? It was a reference point for what was laid down that was instrumental in our childhood that gave us lessons that we would take. It was empirical wisdom because from watching that, it's how we learned. It's like you said, we began to believe things, but then it was actually through experience we understood it. You know, it's one thing to believe, but then you know because you've been through it, which, you know, from what you've understood. And because you understand it, you have a full comprehension of what the message was. We understood the assignment from, you know, that nostalgia, from those cartoons, from TV shows back in the day. It gave us, that was what we watched. It was a homework that helped us understand the assignment as we got older. And I think that's why
Absolutely.
This generation, you know, I think that's why we met, not saying that we're the greatest generation, because every generation has their own level of wisdom that they're going to take with them. But I think that's why for us, we understand things, or we just carry ourselves a different way from maybe how a lot of heads do. Back in the day, we didn't rely on social media because there wasn't social media. So if you had a reputation, good or bad, that was because you earned it and people saw what you did, you know?
Right.
Yes, sir. You know, it was about you actually putting in the work in terms of if you were an artist, that would be your proof of validation, you know, and it wasn't about doing a lot of clown shit. It was about you really took the time that you wanted people to accept you in a real way of you being a contributor and not a casualty.
Yeah.
You know, you
right,
were,
right.
You know, you were about furthering rather than flunking. You were about excelling rather than erasing. You know,
right.
And that's, you know, Lee, when we hear, you know, yourself and people speak on, that's to me sometimes the underreported element of our era that made it so excellent. You know, those shows, those cartoons, there was just something about it that it had an energy and essence and expression back then that can never be duplicated, but it made us all together so blessed that we were there. Like Drake said, what a time to be alive. And I tell the youngest today, you had to be there to really understand what it meant.
Right. Build a YouTube right now, they can rewind the tape. We couldn't rewind the tape. We had to be there. You see what I'm saying? You had to be around. Shouts out to 187,
from a brother in law. We just redid Eazy-E, still talking shit. And he in the hook with me on saying you had to be around when the shit go down. You see what I'm saying? So don't forget the block builders. You see what I'm saying? And where this shit come from. I was saying this, and shouts out to Lee Time from CeeLo Ruckus, Concentration Camp, Corleone Family, Martin Day. But I shared some with my brother, and we real knowledgeable brothers on the spiritual level on down. But I said something to him that I thought naturally he know, and he reflect this with me every time we meet. He said, man, I didn't know that. But what I said to him was, hey, man, you know, the devil was in control of the music. God gave him that control since the heavens. So we fighting that confrontation, so it's a thin line between love and hate. And Duda, the reason I say this, the reason the devil still is alive is he's a son of God, too. And some people might take that across the chin. However, but if everything, if you really believe God is the ultimate father and we come from that, the reason he's alive, that's the son that went wrong. And he still got love, mercy, and compassion for him. But he abandoned him and banished him out of the heaven, just like Adam and Eve and anybody else that went against the ordinance of God. And that's our confrontation from being a human being here, being God/man and demigod in that sense. If you don't know the God in yourself and the God is in you, you know, the first thing they do when you dead is tap your neck and tap your wrist, your left wrist, or your heart trigger too, to see if you're alive, to see if you're warm or cold. What's the fire that keep you warm on the inside? That's the spirit that's in you that comes from the Father. You see what I'm saying? So the lack of knowledge. Rakim said this long time ago in the song. I want to say maybe Move the Crowd or something, if I'm not mistaken. But KOS, when knowledge itself is nothing I can't solve. It's 360 degrees I evolve. It's a, you know, it's an actual fact. It's not an act. It's been proven indeed. I proceed to make the crowd keep moving. So spirit, Bruce Lee will say, be water, my friend. When water transform itself and take the form of what embodies it. You see what I'm saying? So with that lack of knowledge, you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing. You're running at random and you're losing your motherfucking noodles and your marbles. So in that sense of the word, they go back to that origin of life expression. And if you got that interpretation, then you overstand and understand what's going down, and it has to be played out. Just like any stage play and so on and so forth. You know, Shakespeare, Macbeth, Scene 5, Act 5. You know what I'm saying? You know, the tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Life is a, you know what I mean, how you describe that life is just a tale told by an idiot, man. So, you know, if you ain't into that, Macbeth, you know, Act 5, Scene 5, man, you know, it's from Shakespeare. But when you understand that every man, every woman, every child interpret life how we get it and in the era and the time that you get it. But what you have to do is look over your head, over your shoulder. There is a God. I didn't create myself. None of us on this phone. Anybody listen? You see what I'm saying? So I want to know. I want to go to the source. So I away from the source. And once you get half of that, they say you could be so in agreement with God as well as Samson was to whip 1,000 people in one day. Who gave him the energy, the spirit, and all that? You could be so in agreement with God that he in agreement with you. And that's called unison. He become one with you. Clash of the Titans. David and Goliath. You see what I'm saying? So if you develop that spiritual essence within yourself and embody that into your physical form, then you'll start to understand your visions and your dreams, and more your visions than your dreaming, what's to be acted out of, what your, here again, purpose in life is. So that's the whole thing. And when we get to that, we can get farther. Until then, it's merry-go-round, dog chasing his tail.
Definitely, definitely.
That biblical wisdom right there, man, and that's the beauty of what
you do. Spiritual wisdom. You hear me? Spiritual wisdom. From the inside, the kingdom of heaven, George Clinton, Funkadelic, and Parliament said a long time ago, the king, free your mind and your ass will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within, man. Tap inside yourself to see where you come from, and then you'll know where you come from, know where you at, why you here, and what to do while you're here, man. That's what it's all about. Anything less than that, I can't talk about it. You heard?
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Everybody gets put on this planet for a divine mission. And
yes, sir. Absolutely.
Some is music, some is poetry, some is start something in your community. Some is going into politics. Some is using your words, using your gift of gab, or using what you know, your knowledge to uplift of a lot of people that need to be found.
A lot of people.
Everybody has a gift.
Yes, sir. Everybody got something. But don't be lazy. Tap into yourself to figure out what it is. And don't be envious of the next person. Do what God gave you to do. You know what I mean? Black, white, fat, skinny, tall, short, all in between. Learn thyself and learn thy father in that sense, and be comfortable, and you'll develop a peace and pray for it. In that sense, then you accept the skin. You hear me? That's what it's all about, man. Everybody got a thing. I got a song on my new album called That Water. It say everybody dip off in that water. We baptized, and some people say the funk, the water, however you was baptized. But when you born, we in the same game, man. Right? You want to accept that or not? And not saying y'all, but speaking in general. That's what it's all about. Everybody dip off in that water, man. Yeah, before Hurricane Katrina and so on and so forth, man, what can you do about it? Here again, ask Noah, man, in the seven seas, man. You got it like me.
Definitely. I mean, that's all about, that's what it is, that's what it's all about, man. And that's the water, you know, that's the wise, you know, that makes the genius rise. It's all about being, and the thing is, the wisdom, intellect, inspiration is not to be hoarded. It's to be shared. It's about being able to really, 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 you know, fertilize the crops with that philosophy, you know, that's going to get the mind to rise. You know, and I don't think there's a better ambassador than that, you know, of anyone than yourself, you know, who really, really, really gets it. And
well, look,
not only is passionate. Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate that. Much love, my brother, not cutting you off. You know, hold that thought, but I want to add to this. I say this to everybody. I take no credit for myself, and I give all glory to God. It's just like a pyramid. The pivot of that pyramid is a sharp point, but it takes every brick that's under it to build it to that point. So I'm just another brick in the wall. Shouts out to Pink Floyd in that sense. You know, I'm a music connoisseur, so I'm going to dig, you know, infinitely. That's the whole thing, man. I appreciate what you're saying to me, but the whole purpose of Christ, get you, you know, they say, and I'm going to say a rough term, fuck the messenger, get the message. He ain't come down here to live and be out, you know, forever, how the biblical terms explain it to you, but he came to tell you something. Nobody's telling you about somebody, that's everybody, man. So in that sense of the word, that's the whole direction. Don't focus on me. Like Bobby Womack say, don't get hung up on me. It's a greater power. So if you hadn't learned that in school, in your family, in your community, then God's going to send something to you, especially if he love you and got a liking for you. He's going to send somebody to you. And at the end of days, it's this story. I share this with all my brothers in the street and anybody ain't caught in life, and we get on this level. And maybe y'all heard this and maybe haven't heard it before. It's the story of a man that's stranded on the island. And he's an humble man. He's pure. He's righteous. And say, God, look, man, I'm starving. I can't do nothing. He ain't thinking good enough and mandatory enough to fish. So he said, okay, you know, two fishermen pull up in a rowboat. Say, hey, man, what's good with you? I see you stuck out here. You need a ride to, you know, the nearest town. And he's like, nah, God got me. You see what I'm saying? Okay, they roll off. Another bad guys roll up. Hey, man, what's happening? You need a ride? Nah, I'm good. I'm waiting for God. Third time, you know, two more guys roll up. Say, hey, man, I'm waiting for God. Then he ended up dying of starvation. But he was such a pure and righteous man, he make it to the heavens. So his question to God was, hey, man, I prayed to you, man. I did everything I was supposed to do. What happened? God said, man, I sent you three boats. You denied all of them. That part of it, you know what I mean? So, you know, recognize what's real. Ice Cube got a song, one of my favorite songs on the Predator album called When I Get to Heaven. And he start off like that. He don't mention the boats, but he mentioned the homie standing in his driveway. And I got a Rolex on, I got the BMW, you know, they got the car in the driveway. He say, you don't mind me take this Rolex and all that? Nah, God, give me nothing. All right, cool. He didn't start the car off, then he explained to you, you know what I mean, the elements of God. If everybody hadn't heard that, it's a throwback series. But shout out to my brother, Ice Cube, man. We shared priority records at one time, the homie NWA, and shout out to Mouthpiece, CeeLo Records, that got me there coming from Baby Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But it's called When I Get to Heaven, but it give you that case scenario and style. And sometimes you'll miss your blessings, man. Sometimes it's right under your nose and you're looking too far. But if you got that commune and that spiritual sense, when my mama say the spirit of discernment, and you can separate the good from the evil, you know, all your thoughts in your head, God ain't going to tell you to kill yourself and do all that demonic shit. That ain't the papa mind. Anything less than that, X that shit, omit that shit out your membrane, and let's move farther. So it's all about that pivot is the whole point I'm stressing here. And when you got that, you know what I mean, you can't lose. You know, no weapon drawn. Shall prosper, man. I can tell you a million stories. So, you know, I'm giving my live testimony for everybody listening up until my current day, man. So stay tuned. Stay focused on God. Stay prayed up. You hear me?
Definitely, man. We definitely always enjoyed the build, man. I mean, we definitely, you definitely welcome to come back on always, man. You like family to us. And
yes,
you know
sir.
What?
Absolutely
I'm
that.
Also going to say this, too, man. If you ever get on Vlad, man, you got to bring me along. T-Mass, no, I'm going with it.
Okay, D. I'm trying to get out there, man. I'm about 6 hours from. See, I always thought I had to go to L.A. or New York to fuck with Vlad. But shout out to him and his homie Ken K. So it's just a matter of me getting from here to Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta. Shout out to my Uncle Pimpin' Ken and the whole HHF hip-hop fraternity that's out that way and spread across the country. But as long as I've been going to Atlanta for years, I had no idea that he had a station there. So now that I know that, before the year out, y'all, I'm on my way to Vlad, man. Shout out Vlad. I appreciate you, bro. Much love and respect.
Definitely, man.
Definitely.
But you gotta and tell people where they can find you with your social media handles and where they can find your project.
Absolutely, man. Starting at Facebook, man. Y'all can go to Young Bleed fan page on Facebook. On Twitter, at Real Young Bleed, and on Twitter, that's at the Real Young Bleed. And everything else, you know, personal label. You know what I mean? My life familiar. Trapdo Entertainment. Go to TrapdoEnt.com. That's the website and the label and everything else as far as the current. And anything less than that, man, Google me other than banging 832 Radio, like I say, on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. And, you know, we run 7 days a week. So you can't miss me, man, unless you ain't looking. You hear?
Always, man. Mm-hmm. Always, man. We definitely appreciate you joining us. The build is always lovely, man. You always bring a different form of excitement at Off the Cuff Radio and a lot of insightful game that people that catch it on can definitely learn from.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate that. Yeah, stay prayed up and stay up. You hear?
Always,
absolutely,
brother.
Lee, God bless. Thank you again, man. And we'll see you next time.
Same to y'all, my brothers and my family, man. Look, I'm going to tell you, like my brothers in Chicago and their mamas tell me, you fuck with me, you're stuck with me, man. So La Familia, man. Hold it down, man. Any time, any place. I appreciate y'all.
I like that.
Always,
I like
brother.
That. All right.
Okay, yes, sir. Y'all hold it down, man. To the next one, have a blessed one. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Brother.
You too. Thank you again. All right.
So, yeah, man, we on hour number two, man. Got another dope artist on the line. He goes by the name of Dizzy Disaster, man. Welcome to Off the Cuff Radio. What's good, man?
What up, what up? Peace.
Man, yeah, great to have you with us, Dizzy. You know, running circles around the competition, making them stick with the 360s of rhyme genius that you possess. What's going on with you, man? Great to have you with us.
Oh, man, good. Thanks for having me. Now, just got off of a little interview podcast with my boy Frank, Just Be Frank podcast show. The Just Be Frank show. Just being Frank, excuse me.
Gotcha. Always about the commentary. Yeah. Let me tell us to our audience a little bit about you.
Well, right now I was working on a project with Rusty Jooks. I'm fully producing. I have a project that I produced with Dirty Klansman. Shout out to Rusty Jooks, by the way, Duck Down Records. he's currently on tour right now, well, just motivating. And then with the Dirty Klansmen, shout out to Dungeon Master from Brooklyn Zoo, Dirty Klansmen. I'm a general there, so we got an album called Darts, fully producing that. And then I just released a project, a mixtape a few years ago, I shouldn't say just released, hosted by legendary Ron G, mixed by DJ Corrupt. I got legends like Sean Price, rest in peace, Sean P. I got Terminology on there, Crumb Snatcher, just really working. As I said, this album that I'm working with Rusty Jux right now, we got Chris Rivers on it, Big Shug, Rockness, Monster. So some heavy hitters.
Man, look, you mentioned Rusty Jux. Shout out to Rusty. We had him on the show a few years back. Of course, Rock, you know, one half of Helter Skelter. I mean, dude, I mean, that list you named is a who's who of hip-hop royalty and legends. What was your start in it, and how did you end up connecting with some of these people along your journey from the beginning?
It was just networking and building, really. Like even with the whole Wu-Tang situation, like I just produced like a few tracks on Inspector Deck's new album, and it's just by just being in the right place, right time. Like even Rockness, like even being able to build with him, like Sean P. Like, everything just comes into fruition, I say. You know, like, if you manifest it, it'll happen. And if you concentrate on something hard enough, it'll be if you put the right amount of energy into it. But, I'm building with Rusty Jux right now solely on the string because I built with Sean Price. But I was just like, you know, I got a studio over here. Instead of just sending tracks back and forth, I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Brooklyn, pay for a studio session where a lot of artists go. And who knows? And as soon as I get there, who's in the studio? Rockness. Pull him off to the side, have a conversation with him, and now he's working on the track with us. You know what I mean? So it's like stuff like that. You know, you got to be at the right place, right time. You got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And also, networking play a key role too, man. Like, just constantly getting your work out there and just constantly rubbing elbows with people. Like, you can't be consistent, like, you know, inconsistent. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, the inconsistent is for sure. Like, I remember when I was just starting up and I was starting to get a good build, good incline, and then I stopped for some odd amount of years, and now I'm just getting back on you know, the whole game again, and it's definitely been a wild transition, to say the least.
What was your inspiration in terms of getting into hip-hop in terms of, you know, who really, really motivated you to get going?
For hip-hop? I would say my situation, my surroundings, my family. I just, you know, I was always introduced to hip-hop. My mom's husband, you know, shout out to him. He was basically like my pops. He always was playing that real, raw, authentic hip-hop around us growing up. So that ultimately had me, you know, loving that boom-bap sound all around.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
then as I kept on, like, you know, loving it more and more, the attention, when I started, like, discovering, you know, oh, shoot, I actually got a decent-sounding voice when I spit. People like me. The attention, you know, I'm a Gemini. We like attention.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned about working with Inspector Deck, who, after many, many years, 25 years, we can crown him the title of greatest opening verse on a Posse Cut ever for Triumph.
We just want to
get that out of the way.
It's either between Triumph or it's between Triumph or Protect Your Neck.
I gotta go with Triumph. I mean, Triumph was. I remember reading the Wu-Tang manual.
Because that song on the mic like Smoke and Joe Frazier, that's the shit.
Yeah, but I mean, when he dropped that opening verse on Triumph, though, I bomb atomically. Hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries, lyrically perform armed robbery, Flea with the Lottery, Possibly Spotted Me, Battlescar Shogun, Explosion Wind in My Pen, His Tremendous, Ultraviolet, Shine Blind, Forensics, I Expect You, Through the Future, See Millennium, Killer Bee, Soul, 50 Gold, 60 Platinum, Shackling the Masses with Drastic Rap Tactics, Blacksmith Displays, Melt the Steel Like Blacksmith, Black Woo Jackets, Queen BZ's The Gungeon, Rumble with the Trollman, Tear Gas Slays the Function, Heads by the Score, Take Flight, Inside a War, Chips Hit the Floor, Die Hard Fans, Demand More, Control the Goal, Behold a Bold Soldier, Control the Globe Slowly, Proceed to Blow, Swinging Swords Like Shinobi, Stomp Grounds and Pound, Footprints and Solid Rock, Wu Got a Lot, Performing Live on Your Hottest Blog. I was like, oh my God.
Hey, you know what's wild about that? I'm going to tell y'all what's wild about that, because you know us being in the South, we didn't know what they were talking about, but it sounded fly to him. Like,
man.
I ain't understand. It was just how he spit the verse. It went over our heads at first. We was like, it sound dope. I don't know what it means, but we rocking to it. It sound fly over it. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
to my brother's record deck, you know what I mean? Definitely.
Definitely. So pretty much when you talk about the boom bap hip hop, when we talk about the age of course, Rakim, you know, KRS, Public Enemy, then we go into Kool G Rap, you know, Wu-Tang will come later. We got to put Tupac in there, of course, Biggie, Spice One, E-40 from the West Coast, Mac Dre, MF Doom. When you think about all those artists, and this is just a short list, when you look at all those artists in terms of their collective genius contributing to hip-hop culture with their music, who are the artists that stand out to you that really, really, really made their mark in the game?
I mean, there's so many artists that I could say, but there's so many I could say, like, you know, like, again, I could say Sean Price, I could say so many different artists, but I would say, like, lyrically, the one artist that I feel like that I truly felt captivated me as you know, one MC to another, I would say would be Royce the 5'9".
Royce is serious. Be serious with it. Yeah.
Like lyrically, his lyrical caliber is like tremendous. Like it is, he's insane. So I'll definitely say Royce.
When you think about what was going on, because a lot of people, you know, knew about Royce, of course, going back to the, you know, of course, with him and Eminem back in the day. One of my first introductions to Royce came with Scary Movies. You know, of course, he did with them. You know, shout out to the Game Recordings, who also had some of the illest album covers ever. For those that got that Bad Me Feeble joint, you know, of course, with Midori and Crystal Knight on the cover, if you know, you know.
He just, like, ranges. Like, that's the thing. That's why I like him, too. Like, he caters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could do okay, for instance, a Bad Meets Evil and do something with Eminem, and then he'll do a whole project with Premier.
Yeah. One of the legends from Detroit. When you hear it, when you
and
think
rap
about
with Black Thought.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about his last three albums he did, you know, I mean, pretty much from where you saw Royce, especially with his last three, The Allegory, The Book of Ryan, and Layers, what type of growth did you see from his beginning to what he has done presently?
I would say he's telling more stories presently. If you listen to him back in the day versus now, you could see the growth in him as like from like a, not saying he started off as a boy, but like he matured. You could see the maturity in him as just a man regularly, just through his rhymes. It's the same with anybody. Like when I hear shit from that I recorded way back then, and I listen to stuff that I'm starting to record now, I'm like, whoa, I'm on a whole different wave right now. I'm on a whole different level right now, even vocally. And it's the same with him. Like, you remember the stuff he used to put out, Boom and all this, and then I'm hearing songs like he got a song called Cocaine, and it's like mad deep and real, talking about his pops and everything. And it's like, yo, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just insane.
When you think about
his content started evolving as he got mature within age, because you listen to his stuff from, like, you know, the Rock City days and the Build or Destroy, you know, from that era. He was just trying to, you know, be one of the premier spitters. Like, you know, at times he could be rappity-rappity, but now he's putting more song structure into his music, and he's putting more real life in his issue, just like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and even then, you know, especially adding producer to his credits now, you know, with Allegory, you know, he really got into his producing bag with it. And, you know, he pours for those. You know, he did an interview where he talked about it in terms of, you know, on the Real Podcast, I believe it was called. You know, he talked about how, you know, Premier kind of was telling him the best way to get his producing game right. When you see artists making that transition over the years, I mean, we've seen Jay from where he started, from where he was the, you know, the corner hustler to the debonair to the grown man, in terms of he's a distinguished veteran in the game now. When you hear E-40, who is still linguistically a legend with his rapping genius of all type of superb, you know, swagtastic, you know, sentiments of game from the turf out in the bay. When you listen to artists like Griselda, who are older, you know, Westside, Benny, and Conway, who are just as gritty as they come with the streets. What is it from you as an artist to see, what does it take really in terms of an artist to sustain that level of lyrical greatness? And also not only that, but continue to be an influence on the generations coming up behind them.
It's just being able to have the avenue initially. Like, shit, I wish I had the platform. I wish somebody was like, yo, Dizzy, let's go. I'll invest some money into getting you into the platform. Because that's all I need, really. I just need somebody that's willing to invest the money into me and getting on the platform. And I will write for days. Like, I have enough lyrical content in me, just like anybody does. If you got it, you got it, right? I have enough musical content. Like, I'm who I am. I release what I release, but I have music ready and on deck, and I'm gonna release it as such. And that's why I say this David James Music Project is gonna be something totally different. But that's what it would take initially, is being consistent with it and having the platform to be able to showcase. You know what I mean? Point blank, period. Any of these people that you see or you talk about that's on, look around them at every place that you ever see them at. There's always those people that are around them that don't even look like they're supposed to be around. Those are the people that's putting up the bread.
Yeah. And pretty much, how have you seen the game in terms of how artists are making their entry to it? Because obviously, your operation is all of pure skill, determination, hard work, dedication, and persistence. Where do you think the game is in terms of how artists are electing to make their entry point into it?
That was a good question. It's definitely different. It's different nowadays because, you know, things are so digital and people are so soft, you know, like, not soft. Let me rephrase that. Sensitive, because that's how sensitive the situation is. You know what I'm saying? You got to proceed with caution with everything nowadays, because it's crazy, man. And the internet is the son of a gun. Let me tell you, hip hop, it came from a, it started off in a whole different light. You know what I mean? That word of mouth. Back in the days, there was no such thing as the cell phones and all that. I couldn't send a mass message within seconds by pressing one button. Not even pressing it, just like touching it. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, they do that. Back in the day, you had to really take 1,000 posters and run around in the streets and really stir up conversation and put in real grind. Everything's all digital now, so it's all different. You know, it's all who it's nowadays. It's about who got the most money back in them and who's the most on point with their digital game.
Yeah,
that's what sucks, because it really takes away from the that genuine music. Like, you got cats like Russ still putting out authentic music. I say his name because he's relevant in the industry right now, but he's an independent artist, and he's one of the few independent artists that's doing it right now, and that's why we're able to still hear him. I mean, he's one of the few independent mainstream artists that actually still works with cats like Premier. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we lack is that level of knowledge. And cats like him be dropping them jewels, because I learned a lot from watching, you know, watching their social medias and whatnot.
Yeah, well, Russ is serious with it, man. When you see artists coming into the game, what would you tell them in terms of how they pursue it? Because a lot of artists want to come in the game and they think that they're automatically inclined to attention, adoration, you know, and accolades. And it doesn't work that way, because in the real world of anything you accomplish and then you achieve, then you are applauded after those. What do you feel in terms of how artists have to understand what this takes to really, number one, be good at it, two, how to be respected after being good at it, and then how to last after being respected and being good at it?
I feel like I wouldn't be in position to give anybody that type of advice. I wouldn't even give that type of advice, because, you know, I did a place in this market for everyone. And I can't say, I couldn't be an artist in my position right now and be like, well, you know, like for instance, if we talking home improvement, shit, you know, I got over $5 million of business under my belt just last year alone. So if you want me to school you on that, I'll tell you that's the reason why you got to listen to me. But I can't pull up a bank statement that shows you that I've made massive amounts off of this music game. So I can't realistically be the person in position to sit and criticize and or give experience. The only thing I could do is share my experience with people and let people take it for what it is. Plus, in this game nowadays, I realize you show people love, and you show them love the way that they show you love. If you show me love, then we show each other love, and we all build and prosper. But if you share too much jewels, some people will take it as you're trying to criticize them. Like I said, nowadays everybody's sensitive. So I just share my jewels until I really see people that really need them jewels. Until then, I can't tell you, like, hey, I got a success story. You need to listen to me for that reason. So only thing I will say, if I had to say anything, hey, a tree, you can't hear a tree grow. And I heard this not long ago on Instagram. You can't hear a tree grow, right? But a tree grows and blossoms. You feel me? You can't hear it grow, though. But that shit grows and blossoms. Excuse my language, but think about it. Just grow and blossom. You don't have to have people hear you grow. You're going to grow and blossom regardless. But now you got people, oh, there's a tree growing here. Oh, this is good land. Let's chop it down. Nice. They stay quiet and grew and blossom.
Yeah, and that's deep, because
Hey, I was gonna say too, man. Like, in building off of that, even if you can't give it to them, like personally, you give it to them through the music, because just based off the people that you bring on, they provide those gems anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody gets on in the game differently. I know so many stories, success stories from these artists that are in the game right now that I could tell you. And I'm like, damn, I wish, and oh, I remember him. Oh, he this dude now? Oh, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, damn, I wish I didn't treat him like a chump back then. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. Like, there's a lot of shit, but it's like, hey, that's why the number one thing is humility. That's the one thing. Be humble. That's it, man. I used to be that dude, like, when I started getting mad love and people and all these legends showing me props and everything, I'd be going to local shows like, yo, you got to hold the mic like this, my dude, blah, 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 trying to tell. And everybody was like, yo, this is cocky motherfucker. Who the fuck is he? And, you know, and I'm like, you know, again, excuse my language, but that's why I'm like, yo, can I swear on this? My bad.
Yeah, you good.
Oh, hands off the cuff radio, man.
Okay. I just make it. Yeah,
when they ain't giving those big time endorsements yet, so when you start seeing censors on the next show, you be like, okay, they done made it already.
Where, right? Quick little Red Bull flash.
Yeah. We off the cuff, man. Hey, so you can speak. Feel free to speak your piece.
Word. Yeah. But yeah, man. So. But and right now I've been getting really deep into the cannabis community, so you know that's what I've been focused on right now too, is between the music and the cannabis community, invested into growers, you know, a lot of good medicines out there, and people need to get it.
It's a trip though, man. How a lot of people, you know, it's crazy how we evolved so far into the world now. But back then, man. The thought of you putting that in, man, the feds be busting in your door. But now,
yeah,
you get the green
nowadays,
light to create
yeah,
the shit.
Yeah. Exactly, because it's first of all, I'm in Massachusetts, so Massachusetts is like next level to California when it comes to like, you know, legalities and everything. So
yeah,
But yeah, so, but either way though, I mean, it's all good love. And I performed at the Cannabis Festival on Saturday, Method Man and Red Man, with the headliners in Northampton, Massachusetts. And so I called the Carnival.
Yeah, I mean, you figure in Massachusetts, man. I mean, you got so many legends that come out of Maine. I mean, of course, Reeves. I mean, like you said, Terminology from Lawrence. I mean, Smoke Bulga, you know, representing Boston. It's pretty. How did pretty much you growing up out there in the New England area? How did you know that influence you growing up in terms of? And of course, Guru from Gangstar is from Boston.
Oh yeah.
You know, how did that? Yeah, man. Watching a lot of those legends out there, you know, influence you coming up?
That's one of the ultimate MCs right there is Guru. So that the influence was definitely there. And it's like with Boston, it's just the whole, the whole Massachusetts is definitely was a different vibe than the New York vibe for sure. You know, it's, you know, more city like with the New York vibe. Whereas, you know, us, we got that cold, frigid weather.
Yeah. Look, we can't forget Ed OG either, Roxbury. You know, got Dorchester, Corner, Mattapan. Yeah, man. You know, South End. You know, when you look at hip hop today, where do you think it has really excelled and where do you think it's lacking?
Well, I would just say, in this case, I'd say, what would you define as hip-hop?
Good question.
Because there's different types of hip-hop. Because nowadays, right, if you put it on the radio station, they're gonna say some bullshit, like, it's going to sound like some pop song, right? And then it's going to be like, today, playing the hottest and spinning, and today's hottest music and hip-hop and R&B, some bullshit like that, right? It ain't gonna be that raw hip hop. You're gonna hear like some, like a pop-up shorty tripping on that Molly, on up, some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's not hip hop. That's turn up. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own shit. They got trap. They got, you know what I mean? To me, if you say what's wrong with hip-hop, I say there's nothing because, yo, you listen to Shade 45, Static Selector's show. You listen to Tony Touch's set. You listen to fucking Amadeus' set. The Lord Sears set. You listen to all these dudes' set, all these dudes around the country, Rec Show, like everywhere. Everybody, you guys got the hip-hop scene. You know, you guys that playing shit. It's us that keep it alive. So to me, there's nothing wrong at all. That's what I would say is wrong is when people try to classify that other basura as hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, it's just, it's also like, it's the beauty of it.
You got a bad shorty, a raw, authentic shorty, right? Beautiful. And then you got a busted shorty with everything fake and pounds of makeup on and all types of fake this and fake that and everything. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, which one would you prefer? The bad shorty, you know what I'm saying? That's hip-hop. We ain't the pounds of makeup. You ain't gonna hear, you ain't gonna hear Picasso on daytime radio. Let me put it to you like that.
Oh, no, not at all. And see, and that goes to show you that's the beautiful part of going digital in a way, because we ain't dependent on just two stations to give out the good music now. Now you got all these other platforms like Shade 45, Sway, us. We got to name drop us in particular, you know what I mean? Because we do our part. So many people that, you know, get into the content game and give it up becoming artists and talented cats and legendary cats a break.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's wild, man, because when we think about what is being defined as it, you know, we've really got to take control of the game in terms of really stop letting people dictate to us. You know, like you said, the turn-up stuff, it's, you know, it's funny because it's almost like when they call it hip-hop, it's like, and I don't want to step on toes when I say this because it, you could say it's hip-hop inspired, or even if you want to go out and just say it's not, you know, being more blunt with it, everybody's going to have their perception. But it's almost like they want to almost at times name some of that music hip-hop almost as a direct insult to the culture itself, knowing damn well it does, some of that shit does not sound anything like hip-hop music. You know?
Yo, sorry,
what?
My bad.
No, you're good, you're good.
Oh, you good, you're good.
I thought you couldn't hear me.
No, we can hear you.
I'm just leaving the other location where I was at. I did an interview earlier, so that's what I already told you guys.
But you know what, though? I'm glad that you mentioned your single, man, because what we want to do is we want to play one of the joints that was sent. Big shout out to Angela to go by the name of Ready. You know, you let people know.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you talking to, and what kind of vibe are you giving out? Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Picasso, produced by D Future, Cuts and Scratches, by DJ Grasshopper, and it's your boy Dizzy Disaster. You already know it's been streaming everywhere, so I appreciate y'all streaming it.
Yes, sir, man. So what we going to do, we're going to hit it with the back-to-back, and we're going to get back on the air. We're going to finish chopping it up. Anybody want to call? 516-531-9596. Let's go. This is Digi Disaster. Ready? Followed by Picasso.
Oh, it's ready. What's up?
Rugged and raw, my flow sick, you can't fuck with me, paw. Fuck up your jaw, fapping chin with maximum force. So no remorse, can't let you niggas throw me off course. Violence I don't endorse, but for my seeds, of course. You get scorched and tortured of all sorts. Listen, I treat this game like it's blood sport. Y'all just a bunch of clowns, don't fuck around with me, homie, I punch doors.
yeah. You lame amateur, the manhandler, slamming you, aggressively damage you. And if you don't know, now you know, like a B.I.G. chorus, kicking the door, bitch, no Chuck Norris, You couldn't possibly fuck with me. Luckily, my son and daughter look up to me. Hustle hard so they can live that life of luxury. Or rap very minimalist comfortably. And that's up to me. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. When I kick in the door, waving the 4-4, making y'all get on the floor. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. Homie, run your dudes. Get out of line and I'ma use these tools. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. I ain't fucking around. You act up, I aim right at the ground. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. And had you dancing in place like a country beat, I turn your face in a mist meat. You were not nearly prepared for this lyrical mastery. My voice ain't healed, the hearing impaired. Serious affair when I get in the booth and breathe in the air. Step for the stage and watch the people off there, yeah. They waiting for the pure uncut bars. The shit that'll numb jaws, the tingle up your gum paws. These rappers be putting up a facade. They whole life's a mirage. The worst, they fucking acting like bras. I guess I'm cut from a different cloth. Not inconsiderate, just not fucking soft. And your emotions have some feminine traits. Then young boys is listening, gotta make them great. Niggas claiming they hard but walk with the awkward swinging their hips, huh? Take that auto-tune off, they even singing like shit. I'm just saying, homie, keep it legit. Don't act tough when you secretly bitch. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. When I kick in the door, waving the 4-4, making y'all get on the floor. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. Homie, run your dudes, get out of line and I'ma use these tools. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. I ain't fucking around, you act up, I aim right at the ground. Y'all ain't really ready for this shit. And had you dancing in place like a country beat, I turn your face in a mist meat.
Gia, let me stretch out real quick. Picasso. Yo. Literally at the pinnacle of my lyrical, you an imbecile, it's pitiful, motherfucker, I get rid of you. I put a laceration around your face so it's visible. No open coffin or I could scope and off them. Tie a weight around your ankles, throw you off a boat in Boston. But I'd rather smoke this awesome, no joke, but I off your boss, man. For thinking he could fuck with a real nigga, proceed with caution. Stone cold like my name's Steve Austin. A crazy individual that'll chop your body up in the portions. Impregnate your bitch falsely with two in the Boston, nigga. What? Yo, the modern day rap Picasso. Got an abstract off the top flow. Fuck you up like a pothole. Driving through any street in the state of Mass. Cause coming with that bullshit to get your facial smashed. Stingy with the bread, gotta make it last. I put in work, ain't got time for wasting cash. Keep the heat by the belt for the snakes in the grass. And fuck they fucking head off when they slithering past. I blow you to smithereens like an A-Rab. And keep my wrist rocky, no ASAP, straight facts. Motherfuckers insane. Fuck outta here with that shit. I'm sick of these wannabe rap kids imitating what they see in rap vids. I clap lids. Mr. Fantastic, son of a bastard, cohorted. Come fuck with the guy and then the flow's casket. But come fuck with your guy and watch your money stretch like elastic. Been there, done that, think I learned my lesson. I praise God cause every day I wake up with a blessing. But all of this bullshit and stressing got me acting on my aggression. I snap no question. So listen to a motherfucking psycho. Cause if you ain't down with the movement, you can beat it like Michael. Or feel the rage of this rifle. I get hyped though and have you deducted. Wait, no lipo, angry when I go to fight mode. Conduct your beat down, get your ass whooped by this maestro. Spit flames, I ignite flows. Get brains, I don't wipe though. Might hit it to pass up the sex. After we catch the subject, never live in regret. Cause sometimes it's rough when you living in debt. Get snuffed if you disrespect. Cause fucking with me, your jaw and your skull gon' disconnect. The modern day rap Picasso. What? The modern day rap Picasso. What? The modern day rap Picasso. What? The modern day rap Picasso. What?
Yeah, we back. That was Picasso, and that was Ready for my man Dizzy Disaster, Straight Fire from Off the Cuff Radio.
G
Yeah. Both produced by D-Future.
So one thing about it, Dizzy, when you look when you're going into a song, what's the writing process for you, and then how do you go about choosing a producer to work with to bring that vision to reality?
It's just like I'm natural with it. Like I don't like to force. Like I can be forced to write, but like for instance, I'm a fast writer. If I'm in the studio, like that's a good thing about me too. Like I've been in situations where I've gotten verses from people just by being able to write fast, because they're like, "Yo, oh, you trying to work?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah, but I got something written right now. Let's go." You know, otherwise, if you take forever, they're gonna, you know, bounce, or they lose the inspiration, or they lay there, shouldn't they leave? It's not the same. It's like you want to work right while you're there. So that's just the writing process for me, is just go in. Now, I don't even think about it. I just, if I hear a beat and then I feel it, I'm like, oh shit, I just start writing. And, you know, what's the subject that I hear on this type of beat? And then I just start going and start thinking of a subject. You know what I mean? What do I feel? What does this feeling make me think of as far as content that it goes? And just go from there.
Yeah, it just comes to you.
Like in this case, when I heard this beat, I was like, oh, it sounds premiere-ish, sounds cartoonish. But when it started breaking up into pieces, I was like, I don't know why. I thought about a Picasso painting. Like how he painted, like this one in particular painting where it's like multiple patterns on a face. And I'm like, oh shoot, that resonated with me. And I just started spitting bars.
And sometimes it just comes to you like, just like that. You don't have to really overthink it. It could just be, you could just probably just look at a commercial or something like that. You'd be like, oh, I got an idea to write that. Or it just comes big, just comes to you.
Yeah, it's like the same thing with making beats, you know? Like, I was in Marshall's one time and shit, just trying to kill some time, you know? Like, I was, like, in a parking lot. I was like, oh, I got to kill time. And I looked, I seen the Marshall's. I was like, oh, let me walk up in there. And next you know, I hear this song playing on the radio. I forget what it was. But I was like, oh, shoot, I got to find out what the name of the song is. So I just kept on, like, YouTubing different names that I was, like, different things I was hearing on the song, like the hook and everything. And I found it, and I just sampled it. I made a whole different beat out of it.
Definitely.
Hey, like
different,
who have you
different
now?
Things.
Hey, yeah, make sure.
So yeah, I mean,
hold on, right quick.
Had
to make sure everything was good.
Okay, yeah, but definitely, you got the fire on the flow. Who have you not worked with yet that you want to work with?
Definitely DJ Premier, hands down.
The legend from Port Arthur, Texas. Well, Houston. I mean, well, Houston. Well, I'll take that back. I think it's King. Is Premier from Port Arthur or Houston?
I think Houston, actually.
Houston, yeah. So.
But either way, I will drop some punch slap Nestle Crunch bars on his shit, yo.
You know, Dizzy, but that's a wild thing, though, because Premier is one of those guys that he brings out the best in his artists. And from what I understand, he's not terribly expensive, you know, in terms of what you would look at for a legend of his caliber, of his creations, you know. But he,
if somebody could link me with him, let me know.
Yeah, but from what I understand, Premier is one of those guys, money. He's not motivated by money, although he's made a lot. But he's one of those guys, if he really likes you, and he really believes in what you're doing, it's like, you know, it's one of those things that I heard a good wise Jewish man say one time, everything is negotiable. But if he believes in you, he's one of those people that he's gonna rot with you. You know.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I know, because I see, because you know, I've seen Term and like, you know, I've built with Big Shug already, so I'm like, I'm already in the site. And plus, Premier fucks with me because, you know, he plays my Picasso. He's played it on his set a few times, so you know, he's cool. And realistically, in all actuality, that's literally my only song that's through digital platform distribution. At all and any other content I have been immaturely distributed, being whether it's straight through my platforms or through other people's sources of platforms, and I've left it to be in that manner. So now it's like a clean slate technically for me, and that's why I'm trying to treat it as such, you know what I mean, like a polished first start.
Definitely. Yeah, now shout out to Big Shug, you know, of course, part of the Gangstar Foundation, you know, him, Freddie Fox, although he's not from Boston, you know, the whole, you know, everybody, man, you know.
He was cold-blooded.
Every time I get up with Big Shug, the cops always end up messing with us, man. Every time. Last time I was chilling with Big Shug, we was outside of his place in somewhere in Boston and shit, right? And I was out there waiting. Like, he had me waiting for a minute because he lives in a nice, like, condo place, you know? So he had me waiting for a minute, and I was like, damn. So I'm just chilling there. And then he comes out. He's like, oh, what's up, G? And then we just start chopping it up. Then a cop comes up, like, and starts saying my government. Are you this? And I'm like, yeah, what the heck's going on? And they're like, oh, we, you know, we just had a call, suspicious activity. And then Shug's like, why? Because a black and a white man is meeting up. And I'm like, bro, I'm Puerto Rican, son. I ain't going white boy, you know what I'm saying? Don't get the comb over, fold right. Over. Don't get the comb over. If I was a white boy, they would be treating me like this. So it was just every time I'm with them, the cops are always involved. Yeah, it's funny as hell. For some dumb stuff, too. Like that bad karma.
You know, Boston has a lot of hip-hop history. I know, even though he has been in the news lately for the wrong reason, Benzino. I will say this on air. In terms of the Almighty RSO and the Made Men and Hangman 3, I am a fan of those albums. I own all of those albums. For anybody that knows,
yeah, but
the history,
shout out to his daughter,
Testament, brother.
His daughter's doing her thing. But
boy,
as far as Benzino goes, I just say pause right there. That's it.
It's Old Testament.
Because I look at that situation of what's happening now, and I'm like, dude, you know, this isn't how you carry yourself, proclaiming to be part of that part of the culture, you know, especially, you know, when you fought some battles and you lost all of them. So it's like, you know,
only thing I could say is God bless the brother, you know, but aside from that, I don't like to invest any further energy into other people's drama, because when it comes to mine, I wouldn't want mine on Front Street, you know?
Understood. Say less.
Yeah,
understood.
That. Yeah, the chat and patty culture.
So when you think about some of the artists, other artists, new artists today, who else really, really moves you, like in terms of new artists or some of the artists who are still out, you know, the veterans who are still doing their thing that really inspires you?
Oh, no, there's definitely mad veterans still doing their thing. Like even Mad Child, like I didn't like him for a while, and then I started liking his shit, and then I didn't like his shit. But now he's starting to put out some dope stuff again. But there's a lot of new cats like UFO Feed. Let me see. Doug D. He's got some fire shit. Damn, there's so many. Like my dude Bodega Bams. I don't know what's up with him, man. But Ito has been on some shit lately. He's doing his thing. You know what? This new cat out of Buffalo too. Pounds 448. He's doing his thing too.
Yo,
he's on the.
Yo. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. Dude, because I knew. Ooh, some of the stuff he did with Griselda. Oh, my God. Pounds is nasty. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing, Pounds, too. See, like me, like. Like, I love that Griselda sound. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, it's funny. I listen to them so much, right? And mm-hmm. I listen to them when I listen to them. I really listen to them. They're like, oh, we inspire these new niggas sound, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, yo, don't get it twisted. I will fuck up all y'all's beats. Don't get it twisted. And I do like all those type of beats. But let me show you something different then if you want to come at me like that, young man. Hold on. Because listen, first and foremost, this game is all competition. Like, I don't talk shit about nobody. Don't. I would never say that. I'll never be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, we know when a motherfucker's whack, let's be honest, you know. So everybody got their own opinion when it comes to music. But at the end of the day, I would never knock no man's hustle. I never talk shit. I never throw shade on nobody or nothing. You know, I wish nothing but peace and prosperity because there's room for every motherfucker in this game. But the one thing, as I'll say, is that's still not going to take away from my competitive nature and my artistry. Because at the end of the day, it's like what Sean P said. I'm the greatest in the motherfucking game, son. Fuck what you say. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I would say it. And if you put me in the position, I'll showcase it for you. That's how I see it. I only put out what I put out based on what I have. You feel me? If I had someone that really helped me cater this shit, yo, we get it rocking. And not to say I need the help, but I'm just saying this is me working with what I got. And I'm going to keep working with what I got. And I'm going to work it to the best of my ability. But best and believe, I feel like I'm the best motherfucker out there. I'm better than everybody. Fuck that.
Talk to him.
But you got to have that attitude. You got to have that attitude. You know what I'm saying? But, hey,
yeah.
I got favorite MCs. But like I said, you got to have that attitude. You got to believe that you're the best in the world. You know what I mean? Life's about passion. Passion, straight up. And attitude equals 100% of everything. I do sales, right? If you take every letter in the alphabet, put a numeric value on it, and take attitude and break it down into into the numbers of where their value is, and you add all of those numbers up, it equals 100. I swear to God. Like A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3. Watch. Equals 100. That's game.
Man, look, and that's the how you break down the letters in terms of that's the learning and how it turns it adds up. You know, mathematically, Dizzy, you know, we're closing in on the end. This has been an honor. This has been a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime. Any shout-outs you'd like to give? Tell everybody where they can find you online.
First and foremost, shout-out to y'all. And definitely Dizzy_Disaster on IG, David James on Facebook for the personal. And then I got Dizzy Disaster for the like page on Facebook as well. But for the most part, Dizzy Disaster on all platforms, DIZASTA. And I want to make sure I get it right. Yep. It's On the Cuff Radio, right?
Off the Cuff Radio.
Off the Cuff. I knew it was Off the Cuff. See, I said that to myself, and then my mind was like, nah, dude, it's on. All right, so Off the Cuff. So, shoot, live and direct on the air, it's your boy Dizzy Disaster, Off the Cuff Radio. Let's get it popping.
Definitely, man.
Yes, sir,
we'll
man.
We'll definitely be, you know what I'm saying, having your music. Definitely, man. Look, we'll keep your music moving on the airwaves to help that wave, push the product of your marvelous movement. Dizzy, this has been, you know, absolutely, you know, super with you being on, man. Keep running circles around the lanes, you know, giving game, you know, always achieving that fame, man. Thank you again so much.
No, definitely, man. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Definitely. Peace.
Always,
King,
man. Salute to you, bro. And on that note, we up out of here.
Peace.
Catch y'all live and direct. Same time, same channel next week.
Yep.